AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Presidential races ramping up, with both campaigns making appearances in the battleground state of Wisconsin. Ed Donahue reports.
Kamala Harris and running mate Tim Walz were in Eau Claire.
Are you ready to make your voices heard?
Harris says she wants America to look forward, and Donald Trump wants to hold on to the past. She talked about freedom, the freedom to be safe from gun violence, the freedom to love who you love openly and with pride.
And the freedom of a woman to make decisions about her own body and not have her government telling her what to do.
Also in Eau Claire was Donald Trump's running mate, J.D. Vance. He's been listening to the Democrat rhetoric.
They're going to try to call us weird for the next 93 days. And what's going to happen is the American people aren't going to care about it because they don't care about some tagline written by a social media intern. They care about which president and which vice president is going to make their country better.
Donald Trump told Fox News he wants to debate Harris and would prefer it to be on Fox, but suggested openness to debating on ABC News. I'm Ed Donahue.
At Guantanamo Bay, defense attorneys for accused September 11th mastermind Khalid Sheikh Mohammed and two co-defendants have suspended participation in pretrial hearings while legal challenges play out over Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin's decision to throw out a plea agreement. And Taylor Swift's concerts in Austria have been called off over fears of an attack. Margie Zaraletta has details.
Taylor Swift's Eras Tour was due to stop in Vienna on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Event organizer Barracuda Music says on Instagram, government officials confirmed an attack was planned and Barracuda had no choice but to cancel the shows. Austria authorities say they arrested two suspected extremists near Vienna, one of whom was focused on Swift's concerts, according to the Austria press agency. The report quotes Franz Ruf of Austria's Interior Ministry is saying authorities had secured chemical substances and were evaluating them, but did not give details. I'm Margie Zaraletta.
This is AP News. Up and down went Wall Street's day.
I'm Seth Zutel, and this is the AP Markets Report. Stocks slumped after a morning rally evaporated, but the losses weren't as bad as the manic moves that racked markets worldwide over the last week. The S&P 500 slipped 0.8% after an earlier jump of 1.7% petered out. The Dow fell 234 points, about 0.6%. The Nasdaq Composite dropped 1%. Indexes swung lower as big tech companies like Nvidia, one of Wall Street's most influential companies, went from gains to losses. The market showed less stress overall after a top official at the Bank of Japan promised not to raise interest rates any further while markets remain unstable. Treasury yields rose in the bond market. The yield on the 10-year Treasury note climbed to 3.96%. Seth Zutel, New York.
And the online gambling company Bet365 has been ordered to refund more than $500,000 to customers who won bets but were paid less than they were entitled to. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.
When it comes to plastic surgery, expertise matters, and CAP sets the standard. Our team includes 7 nationally ranked, board-certified plastic surgeons. From tummy tucks, breast augmentation, and liposuction, to facelifts, and beyond, every surgical plan is tailored to your body, goals, and recovery timeline. CAPS is trusted for consistent, visible outcomes. Plus, when you book your surgical consultation, you'll receive a $100 CAPS MedSpa gift card. Expert care, exceptional results. Visit experiencecaps.com. CAPS, where confidence begins.
Andy and Anna here from your new favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two of the four hosts of the podcast that stuffs fascinating, amazing, weird, mad facts into your ears on a weekly basis. You got any good facts, Andy?
Yes, how about this one? Anteaters have evolved on 12 separate occasions.
Wow.
Mysterious. Wonderful.
The world really wants them to exist. What about this one? When Ronald Reagan left office, he left a note on the White House lawn for the squirrels, warning them to beware of George Bush's dogs.
So there you go. If you like fascinating facts and much more besides, we are No Such Thing as a Fish.